With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Bingo, how you been?
Doing good.
It's a beautiful day today.
Yeah.
So far.
Today.
Yeah, it's going to get rainy, I hear.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Made a little trouble this afternoon.
Yeah, and you're busy this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to give Zach help out with our project.
It's a good family right there. Yeah, he's excited to have you come over and help him out. Now, Is he doing the work and you're just watching, or?
We'll call this a training exercise.
There you go. Hey, coming up soon. You know, we started talking about this months ago.
I can't believe in a month from now, it'll be over with.
It'll be over. The Home and Remodeling Show at State Fair Park, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. And, boy, looking at some of the events we got going on, and I'm on that board. And so we had a big meeting on Wednesday to talk about it. What's funny is, they're now saying, hey, look, we need to get together fairly quickly after to do a recap and then start talking about the spring show.
Oh, you should also tell everybody that comes to the show to talk to Debbie and find out why she won't be on this show.
I'm not telling her that. I think I'm going to get her in here one of these weeks, right. But I've been saying that for 3 years. And, yeah, I'm surprised that she didn't bring me any zucchini bread or anything.
Yeah, well, she's slacking.
Yeah, she's slacking. Hey, at the show October 18th, 19th, 20th, I'll be there on Friday. I'll do my shows there on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it, on Friday. Well,
people have to realize that. They say, well, it's not the spring show, so, I'm going to do a product next time. No, you need to come to the fall show to start a job in the spring.
Yeah.
If you come to the spring show, it's too late.
It's too late. And, look, I like this show because it's a little bit smaller. It's easier to see everybody you need to see. And the crowd is not nearly, it's as big almost, but it doesn't seem to. It seems like there's more people that come on Saturday and Sunday. And it just gives you a chance to go talk to everybody you need to see and spend time with the Nary contractor.
Yeah, that's an important part. You actually get to talk to contractors. Sometimes when you go there, I always tell people when you come to these shows, make a list of the questions that you want to ask.
Right.
Because when you get there, so much stuff is going on, you start losing track. But ask the questions, and this show is great for that because it's not so packed. So therefore, this contractor will have time, and they want you to ask them questions. They want to talk to you because a good relationship with a contractor makes a good project.
I agree. Go to NaryMilwaukee.org. NaryMilwaukee.org. Get all the information you need on the Home Remodeling Show. You can buy tickets now and save yourself some money. Again, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. I love when we have new guys show up. You know, guys that come in and our guest I met actually on our hole at the golf outing. And Taylor Lang, he's the president of Image Building and Design. Young guy doing really good work in this industry. Taylor, how you been?
Been good.
Man, thanks a lot for showing.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, how did my golf shot go against you guys?
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. You were the one. You were the one.
Yep.
Yeah, that was I hadn't picked up a golf club in 2 years, so you know, it went okay.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Being sponsored by Creative Construction Wisconsin on that hole, that was fun. Deb, Bingo's wife, I thought she was part of my team. But boy, when I hit a bad shot, she ripped me like crazy, man. She was something.
Her job was to give out tickets to the people that beat you. So, she was always jumping for joy.
Yeah, she was happy that they got the extra tickets. Hey, Taylor, let's talk a little bit about your background and where you grew up and how you got into this industry. What part of town did you grow up in?
I grew up in Menominee Falls.
Yeah, so you went to Menominee Falls High School?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you did. Menominee Falls kid doing good. How about that?
Yeah.
Did you know early on that this is something you wanted to get involved in?
Actually, I started off in a shop class in Woods and pretty much just loved it from there on out. I wanted to get into finished carpentry right away. I loved furniture building.
Really?
And yeah.
How old were you?
I was about 15 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you knew at that point. Do you come from a family of contractors? Your dad?
No, I didn't. Actually, my dad is, he's a really, really handy guy and pretty much just learned a bunch of stuff from him. Being hands-on with everything. He remodeled the whole entire house himself.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a beautiful home.
Look,
and
you can count the 10 still.
Yeah, still, let's see your hands again. Yeah, you got them all. You got all those fingers, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Did he have the patience to have you next to him and teach you and stuff like that?
Yeah, for the most part, I'd say. Standard dad, no, you're not doing it right. So he just ends up doing it right away.
But, my dad was a bricklayer and a mason.
Okay.
And none of the McGivern boys or girls can do any of this stuff. You know what? I'm proud that I took mirrors off the wall, and then when I messed the wall up, I had to have Zach Evans come and fix it for me. But you know what? At least I gave it a shot. That's really cool at the age of 15. So when you got out of high school, what was that journey like then?
That journey was just trying to find the best contractors that I could find that would guide me in the right direction, especially with mentors and everything like that. Finding the most successful contractors were what I was kind of looking for.
So what a great story for him, because we on this show talk about this a lot, especially when you're in, because you're how important this is to you. But here's a young guy that I'm sure that his people at Menominee Falls teachers like, you got to go to a 4-year college. No, you got to go to a 2-year college.
Exactly, yep.
You got to do this, got to do this. And at 15 years old, this kid kind of figured out what he wanted to do. And at 18, he was smart enough to say, hey, look, I want to find who's the best of the best and learn from those guys.
Yeah, I don't like to, when I go to schools, I don't want to rip on, for going to college. You're welcome to do that. But there's some people that just, they don't have to or they don't want to.
And they don't need to.
You ask him. He's probably been making good money his whole life, and he has no college debt at all.
And I think that's what the biggest thing is right now is.
Because people his age do have college debt still.
Oh, yeah. And he's a young guy. And we're going to talk about that throughout the show, because before you came, I said, look, you're one of the young guns now. He owns this company that's doing really good work. And he is exactly kind of that poster child of what we're looking for when we talk about this kind of stuff. Young guy, figured it out early and went about his business. And can I ask how old you are?
I'm 31 now.
31 years old. Man.
So, yeah, about 15 years.
Good for you.
15 years of just doing carpentry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you started right out of high school and your buddies all went away to college and stuff like that, did you ever second guess that decision?
Maybe once or twice here and there. It's just because you wanted to be like everybody else, right?
Correct.
But after all these years and hearing the college debt and things like that, and you're going, you're not going to find your job, that's going to make you successful for quite a few years now.
Right.
You can't just come out of college and just have this amazing, amazing job unless you know the right people as well.
And I tell this story a lot, but my father, who, again, he's been gone a long time, Taylor, but the thing about him, he didn't like sports, right? And all the McGivern boys, except for John, really liked sports. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't talk about that with him. What we did do and what he was so proud about was the buildings he worked on. And he would get us in the car and he'd drive in downtown Milwaukee and he'd pull over and say, look, I built that. That's me. Built that. And
but,
I'm wondering.
That drives Zach nuts when I do that.
Oh, I bet it does.
I do that all the time to my girlfriend and everybody.
Yeah.
It's just, I did that house right there, because you're proud of that work.
You are proud. So that pride that you have, it just flows right through you.
Yeah.
Because look, I'm really, look at we put our heart and soul into that building. Look how good it looks.
Absolutely.
And so that's pretty cool that, that pride that you have with this company. So what's the first, and give me your journey before starting, and you are the president again of Image Builder Buildings and Design. You can Google imagebuilding.com. imagebuilding.com. They're located out in Waukesha, 262-408-5948. I'll give you that phone number throughout the show here. But again, the name of the company is Image Building and Design. And Taylor Lang, who's the president of the company, is here with us. So if you can, let's go through that progression and who you worked for. And I can't imagine all the things that you've learned from the people you've worked with.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started off after, you know, right in high school, I, you know, went to high school and then I would go and work in the afternoons and I would go work for this company called Stanish Finish Carpentry. And
yeah.
Pretty much started off by doing Zoc Homes and Kingsway Homes and Regency Homes and all that. So I didn't exactly start off on doing your basic finish carpentry. I started off on doing luxury homes. I mean, 7,000 square foot homes to start. And
were you a laborer at that point in the beginning?
Pretty much just putting trim work in closets and, you know, being the grunt worker, hauling the cabinets around, putting them on dollies for everybody and kind of doing that. I started off from the bottom up.
So, and it's interesting because the guys that sit where Bingo sits, you know, almost every show, Taylor will say, hey, look, can we talk, and guys that sit where you're sitting, can we talk about we're looking for employees right now?
Oh,
and it used to be, Taylor, it used to be that, you know what, you had to show a driver's license, have a high school education, pass a drug test, you know, a number of 4, 5, 6 things. And now it's like, look, show up.
Yeah.
You know what, get there. Show up at 8 o'clock, work till 5, work till 6, work hard. And if you want to be a carpenter, if you want to be an electrician, if you want to know everything you have to know about stucco, go to work for Creative Construction because
exactly.
They're the best of the best. And that first year, show us that you're willing to show up. You're going to make a lot of money, but you got to work hard.
Yeah.
And then we'll start to train you into this stuff
we
do.
All our companies from there, yeah, you bring the attitude and we'll train you.
Right.
Yeah, bring a good attitude. That's all we're looking for now.
And make sure you show up and work hard.
Yeah.
And if what you want to do is you want to become, I've got a young man right now who from Green to Martin Luther where I coach basketball.
Okay.
Great kid. Good athlete. Good student. His dad is a contractor. And he said, look, I want to become an electrician. I think that's what I really want to do. And so I've set him up with a couple of people that are NARI members to say, look, let me call them. And they're all looking. So let's get the ball rolling. And he's like, man, there's some opportunities out here for me. And he knows because he grew up in a house that he gets up, he got up and got to school every day, got his homework done every day, played football, played a number of sports, kept his grades up. He's going to be perfect for that. He said, look, I don't feel a need to go to college because I know what I want to do, similar to you.
Yeah,
and if he starts right now as an electrician, in 3 years, he'll be making more than any of his friends.
Right.
Absolutely. No, and I even watched on the news the other day, and they had a whole entire article about how your basic remodeling contractor, your framer, your carpenter, your electrician, all these guys are going to be making well over 6,000 or 6 figures a year.
Right.
You know, eventually after that 5-year apprenticeship.
And proud of what they're doing.
Exactly, and they're going to love it every day.
Hey, did you know early on, and I'm always very impressed, especially with a young guy like you and a guy like Bingo who, you know what, you own your own company.
Yeah.
Did you know that was something you wanted to do for a long time?
Absolutely. I have quite a few family members that have owned businesses over the years, and I just kind of wanted to be just like them, especially my grandparents. My grandparents, they owned a travel agency. My grandpa flew planes for a lot of private entities, and it was just a wonderful thing, and they taught me a lot over the years before they passed, and it was just a wonderful thing that I got to learn from them.
Boy, that's awesome. I never had that in me. I never had that, look, I want to own my own company, want to be. A lot of sleepless nights in the beginning of starting this company?
Absolutely. And it'll still continue for years.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's not a guaranteed business. You know
Correct.
What I mean? It just isn't. Things happen. Things happen with employees and jobs. And, you know, we're human.
So far, so good.
Absolutely.
When did you guys open the doors?
We opened the doors actually in December.
In December?
Yeah. So I had a company before this called Lang Finishing.
Okay.
I ran that for about 8 years. My dad started off with me. I brought him on and pretty much did that for the past 8-9 years. And then ran into a couple of other mentors over the years. And one of them was like, yeah, let's start this up and let's go for it. So,
hey, so we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit about what your company is and what you guys do and kind of the soul and mission statement on what image building and design, what you guys do. And then we'll talk a little bit about the process of people working with you and got a number of things I want to talk to you about. Not sure we'll get through all of them, but we'll give it a shot. He is Taylor Lang. He's the president of Image Building and Design. You can go to Image Waukeshabuilding.com is where you want to go. They're located in Waukesha, 262-408-5948. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side.
Ashley, Scott, and Lori.
I can just imagine if I could read.
If I could only read. You know what? I guys, look, the name of the company is Imagine Building and Design, and I knew that. And it's just been a long day, pal, and it's only 8:15.
No worries.
Hey, he is Taylor Lang, president of Imagine Building and Design. You can go to imagine-design.com. So Ashley, Scott, Lori, Austin, Carrie, staff, guys, I apologize. I can only imagine. That's why we played that song coming out. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. All right, Taylor, let's talk about imaginebuilding.com is where you want to go. Imagine-design.com. Imaginebuilding-design.com. The soul and the idea of this company is what? So what do you guys do? Let's talk elevator speech in the beginning. If somebody says, hey, look, you're the president of what company? What do you guys do? What do you tell them?
I tell them that we own a full-service building and design company. We start off by going to the customer's house. We go and consult them. We talked about what their project is going to be. Then I go back to the drawing board. We get our architect involved, our designer involved, and we pretty much just go there. You know, and it's a long process.
It is,
as it always is.
Sure, and rightfully so, because you know what, if somebody comes and says, "Look, I can, you know, let's meet once and I'll redo your entire kitchen," I would get away from that person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a nerve-wracking experience for a lot of people because, let's be honest, there are a lot of contractors that doom the name of a contractor, right?
Correct.
And there's good ones, there's bad ones, but we try and always be the top of our board with doing remodeling.
When you decided to start this company and reading through a bunch of the stuff that you know you guys sent and some of the prep work that mm-hmm. I did, one of the things that keeps coming out is look, you're looking to give the customer the best possible experience and outcome that they can have, that they can imagine.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of where the name, I'm sure, came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, actually, my mom helped me out with the name.
Good old Lori. Lori, you did good.
Yeah, she did good.
Thank goodness your son was able to tell me during the break, can you read what you have in front of you? I only went to Messmer, so that's probably the problem. But,
yeah.
You know, imagine building design, that's got to be where that came from. Then,
absolutely.
You know, imagine what you want and how you want it, and let's get
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just we try and do something a little bit different than any other contractor out there. We really just try and pertain to the customer's needs more than anything. You know, there's so many companies out there that do just do a very formal type of setup.
Right.
And we just like, you know, we're human beings. Let's just talk about it. Let's try and figure this out. And a lot of people like that better. I'm seeing that a lot more.
Well, and again, you know, in your industry that you've decided to go in, there's not a lot of guys your age that own their own company.
No.
And can sit here and say, look, this is, imagine, you know, this yeah. is what we've come up with, and this works for us. Did you find that it's funny because when you talk about millennials and you talk
yeah,
about,
yeah.
look, they want to live downtown. They want to be in an apartment. They don't want to own. They don't. And, yeah. and I think what happens is then they get to maybe around the age you're at and they say, okay, I've had enough of downtown. I've had enough of trying to have a hard time parking. You know what? All the noise. Now I want to move out to the suburbs. Do you find that you're working with a lot of people your age?
Absolutely. A big majority of our of people that we work with are my age group.
Yeah.
They're the ones buying the brand new homes. They're starting out the families, and they like the HGTV show.
They love it.
You know, they love it. And they really pertain to that. So it's really great to watch those shows
sure.
for the styles of things and stuff like that. But as far as numbers go and all that stuff, you can't, you know, you don't have a million-dollar budget Right. Usually it's...
But if they do, you'll talk to those guys
too,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can call them at 262-408-5948. That million-dollar budget. I'd love for you to get one of those off this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd come back every week, wouldn't you?
You bet.
It's funny because with this company, we had this conversation in our pre-show meeting. You said, look, I'm proud of the age of the people that work. You know, that Austin and Carrie and our staff, you know, this is a young group. And when I said you're one of the young guns, you said, I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm
okay with that.
Yeah,
you got me just thinking about that. I'm just thinking about, like, little side notes. Think about, you know, Jordan Miller, Zach, and him. These three 30-year-olds, they're going to own this town.
They're going to own it.
Because there's nobody else entering the field.
No, and you know what? There's a couple of guys. Michael Grossman comes to mind as well. Young guy, you know, taking over for his father's company. So when you talk about him and you talk about Zach and you talk about Jordan Miller and you talk right now, I mean, that's the group. That, look, 15 years ago, 15 years from now, when I'm not doing the show but somebody else is, he's going to be you, Bingo. He's going to be sitting in as an Nary guy, and he's going to be the guy going.
President Nary,
he'll be the president of Nary going, look, I knew about this, and let me tell you about the first guy that did the show and when we did it. Imagine Building and Design. He's Taylor Lang. How many employees do you have?
We have a total of 8 employees right now.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to keep it small. You know, you don't want to be too big.
That's, no.
It's you start losing track of things and things start getting messy, to be quite honest with you.
You say a lot of things that are really good. First of all, you hand your business old school. You go to a customer, you ask them what they want. Like you said, a lot of new companies and stuff. This is a forum for this. Oh, you want this? You want this? You're like, no, come on. You're like a forensic analyst. I know, cause that's what I do. Yeah. You have to go there and try to vision in their head what they want and build it from there.
Yeah.
And you're smart enough to know that if you make your company too big, you lose quality.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest things. We want to pertain to all of our customers, and we want to keep our staff small. We like to do, like, our carpenters, they're honestly amazing, amazing carpenters. My youngest carpenter is Zach. He's 23 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
He's awesome. He came out of the woodwork. He started with me 2 years ago.
Are they on? They're on staff.
They're on staff.
So you have
everybody
on staff.
Yes,
guys.
I have 3 carpenters on staff.
Where did you find those guys?
Just kind of, actually, it's one of my parents. They're friends. Their friend's son.
Perfect.
Zach. And He came out of the woodwork and...
Came out of the woodwork. Good
one. Yeah, he did.
Look at you telling jokes. Well done. Hey, did you learn about keeping the company smaller and being nimble? I think that's... You're able to be nimble with 8 employees, which I love.
Yeah.
Is that a lesson you learned from your grandparents, you think?
But I will be honest. I have a lot of mentors in my life. I think that's one of the biggest things that's got me where I am now.
Well, and you're not afraid to talk about that. And I like that, because you've used that term. And I asked you to get me some topics of discussion.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the top, I think the number 4 was good mentors over the years that have had given me great direction to put this in place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I like the fact that he's a young guy that says, look, I didn't do this on my own. Let me tell you the list of this tree of mentors that I had who have kind of built. I told you I was a basketball coach. Yeah. I've never invented anything. I steal everything from people that I go and that either mentored me or that I listened to.
Yeah.
And then I make it my own. I take a piece here and I take a piece here and I disregard that part, and then now it's mine. And it sounds like that's kind of what you do.
Absolutely. I actually picked the mentors that have had the most successful companies that I've run into.
Sure.
So I kind of take that and I take their information and I run with it. And if I have any questions or anything like that over the years, these guys love to talk to me about that stuff.
Right.
Because we can relate to each other now, and they're actually telling me, oh, well, now, Taylor, you could probably do this, though.
Right.
You know, and you can probably change that up. And guess what? I didn't do it, but I want you to do it because it'll probably work for you better.
And your industry has really changed since you were 15 years old.
Very much so.
And it's changing constantly. And how do you keep up on all the changes and possibilities that are out there for a company like yours?
Honestly, social media.
Really?
Social media, Remodeler Magazine.
Yeah.
I keep up with all the times, especially I have a few friends that flip homes, and they're very, very good at interior design. My mom, honestly, she was a big interior designer, not for a company or anything like that. Right. She did it at her house. She did it with my aunt, but they're phenomenal.
So she's got a really good eye.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, before we get to a break, the shows that you talked about that are, you know, with Love and Enlisted and all those kind of shows, good for your business or bad, do you think? Overall, in the remodeling industry, are those shows good or bad?
Bad for some information that they give out. It's not realistic.
It's not true.
By any means.
Yep.
But the looks of everything, take those looks and run with them because they are great. It's HGTV.
I credit that show, shows, with the open concept when it comes to the kitchen. Like everybody now says, I want an open concept because of that, because of those shows that started a while back.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like that part of the house. When I was a kid, the kitchen was the gathering point.
It still is.
It is. It went away a little bit for a while. And then it was like, well, how can we combine our living room, dining room, and kitchen? Look, if I'm going to be in here cooking, I still want to be part of the party.
Oh, very much.
And so I think those shows really had the amount of ideas that people have. I think that's where that comes from. Yeah. Boy, Lori's had a big, your mom's had a big impact on this whole
thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, both my parents have.
Well, tell her thanks for the text and yelling at me about, no, she doesn't know my number. Imagine Building and Design is the name of the company. He's Taylor Lang. He's the president and founder of this company. And you can go to imagine-building.com is where you want to go. They're located in Waukesha, 262-408-5948. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside Big O Image, my co-host today, and Taylor Lang. He's the president of Image, you like that?
Yeah.
I did that on purpose. I can only imagine. Imagine Building and Design. I wanted Ashley and Scott Laurie to go, look at this Irish guy. Man, what is he doing? You can go to imagine-building.com for more information on this company. Hey, can we talk a little bit? You started about the process, and you said, look, we go out to them, and we find out. But let's talk. Now you guys have decided, you know, the client has said, look, I want to redo my entire kitchen.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about that process, the pre-construction, the project timeline, things like that. When does it start? How does it start? And let's talk about that whole journey if we can.
So I go out there and we talk about their process. What I do is I will go out there, check out the whole entire job. I'll measure everything up. I'll go back to the drawing board and figure out what their design is.
Okay.
And with them, they pretty much just send me pictures, emails of things, ideas. They give me a whole entire idea board. I'll give that to my designer. She'll run with that. And pretty much that's how everything kind of just starts happening.
When do you guys start talking budget? How early in that process?
Budget, I have a good idea on what the numbers are right when I show up for your kitchen. I'm going to say it's between this price and this price. You know, it kind of gives them the idea of what everything's going to cost.
And I think it's important that you have that conversation early, right?
Yeah, and if they have a budget in mind, because we like to work within people's budgets.
Sure.
But sometimes, let's be honest, it's unrealistic in some cases. But they just don't know, and that's why you're trying to educate them on what everything does cost.
It's important that you talk about that early because you don't want to waste their time and certainly don't want to waste your own time. So let's figure out if we're in the same ballpark.
Exactly.
Is it difficult for you if somebody has an idea that you go, man, this is not going to look good? It's just not.
I have a good example. What is if somebody has a house and he wants his kitchen Kelly green?
Hey, nothing. Hey,
make something work like that.
He's my guy right there. If my wife is listening, I got a guy that's willing to do our kitchen Kelly green. I'm an Irish guy.
I actually, if they want Kelly green cabinets, Well, then so be it. But we're going to have to do our job and make it look really, really, really good.
Yeah, I never win on this. Mrs. Nah. McGivern always gets to. She's got a pretty good eye for this stuff, and she just says, "Look, whatever you want, other than Kelly Green, yeah. We're not doing Kelly Green on this thing." So you go back to the drawing board, and you have your designer, and can you see projects before they're? Can you see what they're going to look like before they're done?
Absolutely, I like to have a part in the design process as much as possible. I love doing that type of stuff.
Do you understand that's a gift?
And most of that's, and honestly, quite a few of the jobs, I help out with a lot of the design work.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
And from, I think you got it from Lori's side. I don't know Scott too much, but you know what? If her and your aunt were really good into that, I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot. If we were to paint this wall, Kelly Green, and you just said, here's what it's going to look like by painting a quarter of it, I still can't see what the whole thing's going to look like. It's not something that I've ever been capable of doing. So, you know, take that as a gift because it really is.
Yeah.
So then you get involved in the design as well. Let's talk about step two, which is the project timeline, vision, and budget. So do you wait until then to go back and say, okay, here's what the timeline's going to be?
Yeah, I mean, I can pretty much figure in on how long it would take right away.
Okay,
we've done plenty of them over the years, and it really helps that I was a carpenter beforehand.
Oh, 100%.
It was really helpful that all these other companies that I worked for, I saw the process on how things went, and from start to finish, I got to see it pretty much the whole entire way from being the rough frame carpenter to being the finished carpenter at the end and installing the last little bit of shoe molding on cabinetry while the cabinets are in, all the countertops are in, everything, and you get to see it all happen.
Right. So that part of the timeline and that kind of comes easy at this point because this is what you've done.
Yeah, the timeline is the easy part. And then what we do is I'll give it right to Austin, and Austin will send it off, and he'll set up a whole entire schedule, print it off, and he'll send it right out to the customer. So the customer knows on which contractor is in there every single day and who's going to be in there, their phone number, their address, everything on the whole entire list of contacts on there. All the plans, the drawings, and everything is all in this binder for the job site as well.
So Austin's your project manager.
Yeah, Austin's awesome. He's great.
How often are you still involved?
Very much so.
From start to
finish? Yeah, I am the estimator and salesperson. Yes.
So the homeowner has your number and says,
absolutely.
Look, and they obviously have Austin's number.
Yeah.
And if they have a question for you, you're available. It's not like you set it and then get out and sell something else.
No, because I will show up on the job site every once in a while. They love seeing that I show my face on the jobs. I love to be a part of every single job that we do, no matter how many jobs I'm selling or how many estimates I have. I still love being on that job because I need to see on what everything's looking like. I'm not undermining what Austin's doing. Austin's doing a wonderful job.
Right.
I mean, really, really a great job.
Well, you said in that pre-show meeting, you said, look, my staff, and I met Carrie.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I met Austin. I may have.
He was at the hole too.
Look, the first thing that you talked about when I said, we're going to talk about your company, you said, I need to talk about my staff.
Yeah.
You know, you got to talk to people that I work with.
Yeah.
Because they make this company, man.
They are you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Was it Austin that didn't hit the ball very well? Is that one of your guys did? I'm only kidding. Look at me talking smack about golf.
Go ahead.
There's a good chance you guys beat him.
Yeah, there's a decent chance, but there was a couple of foursomes I did pretty well. Hey, when you and Ashley go to a housewarming party, when you just go, you meet new friends, they invite you over for dinner. Can you just go and enjoy it? Or do you look around and, your mind's always working in
My it. Mind is always looking at design of things, honestly. No joke. Before I go to bed, I'm always thinking about things. I have more and more ideas every single day on what I want my house to look like that I'm going to be building for myself. So it's like I don't even know my own design for things because I have so many different ideas.
Wow. So to go to a garden party at somebody new's house and just sit back and relax cannot happen.
No, it can't happen. And a lot of times they come to me and they're like, Taylor, well, I got this going on in my house, and you literally get pulled away and you're like, I'm just here to have some good food and a nice drink and just relax.
Having recently, just hey, hey, come out, look at all this work we did. Look at all these new cabinets right. I got. And I go, yeah. Jesus, nobody used a ruler in here?
Oh, man. See, yeah, I have no problem with that. If somebody invites me to come watch their son or daughter play basketball, that's where I'm like, oh, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Why are you running that? Why do you have that person playing that? And you got to be able to do this and that way. So, we've gotten kind of through step two. Step three is construction. And the transformation kind of begins at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout step three in the process is where, and I know because I've been there, homeowners start getting, I didn't realize, oh, there's a lot of dust, oh, man. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that it's important. You guys are dating for a while.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're dating those homeowners because you're in their house for a long time. Are you good at now talking people like me off the ledge?
Oh, absolutely. Most of the cases... I mean, it happens with a lot of customers, to be quite honest with you. I mean, dust is inevitable.
Sure.
It's how it goes.
Yeah.
We're opening up walls. We're trying to plastic off what we can. We try and drape things over furniture. We keep the floors clean. We understand that people have kids and things like that. And so we do our best, just like everybody else. But we really, really just try and keep it a nice, clean workplace. We don't use customers' bathrooms, so we always put a port-a-john outside as well. So that's just kind of an off-limits thing for us as well. We definitely just try and pertain to the customer's needs.
And when it comes to all the necessary permits and materials and all that, that you guys handle all that.
Yes.
From start to finish, we don't have to as a homeowner. I don't have to worry about that.
No. From an area. Decided that if you hire a contractor and he says, you know what, you should go get the building permit, it's cheaper or something, don't. That's a red
flag. You're getting what
right
you pay
there.
For.
Yeah, you gotta run from that.
Yeah.
I agree. Hey, and then during the construction of the project, and it says it on your website, and I'm just gonna read it because I like it. You will be extremely careful to stay on schedule and budget, and our team will manage every aspect, including protecting areas around renovation, coordinated deliveries, and all other details.
Yes.
So once I call you and we get to step three, which is construction, the transformation begins, I can basically almost be a sideline, right, a fan of this thing to watch this thing happen.
Yeah, absolutely. All you need to do is stand there and make sure that you're meeting with our designer and figuring out the selections.
Right.
That's the biggest thing that we have, issues with is... not having the selections done on time.
Yeah.
Because for us, our process, we can keep it moving forward very quickly. But the whole entire step is that whole entire process with selections.
I'm going to tell you from the ordinary side point of view, most delays on a job is because of lack of selections from the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that's usually the problem.
My final decision on things is always maybe. So I'm horrible at that.
Yeah.
My wife is pretty good at it. I am, and I've told this story, but when we had to just pick hardware out for the new cabinets, I almost went in the fetal position. I'm serious. Like, we were going to go to dinner. Before we went to dinner, we went to a big box store, and I thought there'd be, 15 selections. I'll pick one, we'll get out of there.
Yeah.
And it was a full wall, and there was thousands. And after 15 minutes, I was sweating, and I said, I'm going to the car. I don't care what you pick. Pick something because I can't do this. It was overwhelming for me. And I'm not kidding. That was the worst part. And so to have a designer that says, Mr. McGivern, here's three options. Pick one.
That's the biggest thing.
There it is.
Yep. Picking out the small, having four options for a customer, slimming down the possibilities for a customer.
But
given your take, and that's what a designer should be doing, right? Is helping you figure out the selections and making this product look beautiful.
Who's the designer? Who do you have? Who is that?
Her name is Gina.
Gina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gina's a big part of this thing.
Yeah, she is.
Man.
She is. She's wonderful.
Gina.
She's been really, really helping out with everything.
Yeah. I think it's important that we say hello to her as well.
Yeah, absolutely. She's just wonderful. She's, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of this stuff without her and better fact. So
let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to get to step four, which is post-construction. That's a great time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a really good time. And when they come in from start to finish, when you get to that completion part is when you're going to give these guys a hug. And you're going to tell Austin, you're going to tell Carrie, you're going to tell Gina and this entire staff of Imagine Building and Design, thank you very much. You can go to their website, imagine-building.com. Imagine-building.com. Walkerbuilding.com, located out in Waukesha, but you guys travel.
Actually, we're moving.
Where are you going?
We have a new building over on 166th in Cleveland, over in New Berlin, right off of Moreland Road there.
Really?
Bigger yeah, we're building? Moving there. Yes,
a little
yes.
More space?
Yeah, yeah, we're moving from about 500 square feet to now over 3,000 square feet. So
it's been quite the year, young man.
It has been, being only 9 months in and with the company and growing the way we have, and it's been a great.
Man, it's been a good year.
It's been a good year.
There's no doubt.
You bet.
This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You know, I was thin and good looking when this song was hot, just so you know. We're going old school on you right now. You're a little too young to know this music.
Yeah, Shalane, I know it, but though.
That's all right. My co-host this week, Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Our special in studio guest, he's one of the young guns in this industry. And look, it's really encouraging to both Bingo and I that young guy like Taylor Lang, who's the president of Imagine Building and Design, just how sharp he is and how excited he is about this industry and this company that he is the president of. And again, he keeps talking about his staff, and he keeps talking about the people that are making this thing go. And I like that. He's not sitting up here pounding his chest going, look at what I've done. He says, look at what we've done. Look at this group of people that I have working with me and the kind of work we do. Last step four is post-construction. Mm-hmm. And after a thorough final cleanup walkthrough will ensure the full satisfaction with the outcome of your new space is ready to use. That's got to be a really fun, exciting day for you.
Each
time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Every single time we'll show up at the job. I'll have Carrie, Austin, myself there. We completely close out the job with the customers. We shake our hands, give hugs. And it's really actually hard to leave sometimes because you build, it's like a family when you go there.
Sure.
When you're living in these people's homes for 3, maybe 9 months sometimes,
right?
You build a relationship with these people and you're going, when I'm going to see you guys again.
You know the dog, you know the kid.
Exactly. And the kids are, we just had a job that their son was Austin. Well, we have Big Austin. So it was always Little Austin and Big Austin.
Right.
And the little one, he would always be begging, like, oh, where's Big Austin? Where's Big Austin? Where's Big Austin? It's that type of stuff that we build relationships with customers. And it's kind of sad leaving these people's homes because we fall in love with it, too.
Right.
And that's why we love doing what we do, because we fall in love with the job because we really care. A lot of people just pertain like, oh, well, we got to make a ton of money on this. And it's just like, no, we like to do what we do. If we sell a lot more, we can do the same amount of money and all that stuff for doing more work, I should say, instead of having a.
Can I read just one of the testimonies that
Absolutely.
I found on the website?
Because yes.
Look, next time when you come in, one of the times that you come in, I would recommend that you bring a former client.
Okay, wonderful.
Bring somebody that
absolutely.
Would come in and sit over where Bingo's sitting and say, hey, look, he told you all about what it was like working with them. Mm-hmm. Now let me tell you from my side. Because it's wonderful when you read that, when somebody says, look, I highly recommend them. Professional, thorough, so clean, we didn't even know they were here, and communicated everything so that we are comfortable every step of the way. We will definitely be hiring them again. The part that jumps off to a guy like me mm-hmm. is communicated everything so that we're comfortable every step of the way. Because that, I think sometimes that's what gets lost. Company's been around a long time, mm-hmm. right? And they just kind of go through and do the things that they do. The communication part, look, my house is a small house, but the mm-hmm. jobs that we do, they might be a little to you guys, but they're big for me and my wife. That's
absolutely.
It was big to have Creative Construction come over and do that wall and for us then mm-hmm. to get it paid. And now it looks great. That stuff for them is a little small job, but for us, it's our home. It's big. So when you have a testimony of somebody saying, look, they communicated everything so that we were comfortable every step of the way, that's the part that I highlight mm-hmm. and go, okay, it's a company I'd like to work with. I'd like to know what's going on every step of the way. And you said, look, Austin does a nice job of lining that whole thing up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really good. 2020 going to be another big year. Obviously, you're moving into New Berlin, 168th in Cleveland. Are you going to have a showroom? Are you going to have a place that people can come see you then?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be have a brand new showroom. That's what we're working on right now. The whole entire building is getting remodeled right now. So we are going to be in the same building with a few other companies as well.
Okay.
We only took about 3,000 square feet, but it's definitely big enough.
Yeah,
you know, that's a lot of space. So. But it's going to be a great location for us. It's going to be right, you know, near the freeway, right off 94 there.
Perfect.
And we can, because we do a lot of work in North Shore. We do a lot of work in Tulsa, a lot of work out west, Lake Country area for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor, if somebody asks you what's your favorite room, you know, are you a kitchen guy, a bath guy, the whole space? What do you think is your best room?
Kitchens for sure,
yeah.
But our big thing that we try and pertain with is main floor remodels,
okay.
Second story remodels, larger scale, because that's when you can see something really, really happen.
Yeah,
it's not like just a brand new home going up. It's a different process. You see on how old it looked inside. You're tearing out walls. You're putting big headers in. You're flushing up with the ceiling, so you're not seeing these transitions of rooms or anything anymore. And you're making this something that you never thought it could. And especially for the customer to see that, they fall in love when they start seeing the whole entire
product. How about the basement? You know, Bingo's a big guy that wants to get...
we're going
to
bring man caves back.
He wants man caves back. And I don't know if it's ever coming back.
No,
you guys do well?
We do a ton of basements, actually.
You do?
Yeah, we did, I think, over 7 basements just over the winter.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, it's something that... So we zone it as well. We zone the basement so it feels like a normal living quarters downstairs.
Man.
So we don't just leave it
there.
What's
the time frame now? If somebody gives you a call on Monday and says, I heard you on the show. Mm-hmm. He's Taylor Lang, the president, Imagine Building and Design. Somebody says, look, I'd like to get something started in the summer of next year.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay?
Yeah.
Time-wise?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We pretty much start right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have on calendar, if somebody says, look, we want to get something going for spring of next year, I want to talk to you today.
Absolutely.
Man, give him a call, 262-408-5948. Man, thank you. Sorry about that first segment.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate
Imagine
it.
Imagine Building and Design. Lori, don't be mad at me. Thanks a lot. It's nice to meet you, young
nice
man.
Nice to meet you.
Again, Bingo, it's good to see you.
And October 18th.
The show's coming up, man. Mm-hmm. October 18th, 19th, and 20th. NaryMilwaukee.org. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.